Welcome to the fifth quarter postgame show presented by Bank United. Greg Likens here alongside John Congemi, Keith Sims, as it's a final from Atlanta. The Falcons defeat the Dolphins 16-10 in the Georgia Dome as the two teams wrap up their preseason opener. And guys, it was 10-10 at halftime as we saw a great start by this Dolphins team. First play, our first drive, I should say, 10 plays, 73 yards, 4 minutes and 59 seconds. We see Ryan Tannehill cap off that drive with a 6-yard touchdown toss to Brandon Gibson to put the Dolphins up 7-0. There was also a 36-yard completion to Rishard Matthews on that drive. Tannehill finishes that drive and the game 6-for-6 for 62 yards and the touchdown. We'll talk more about what transpired the rest of the game, but guys, that's got to be the big takeaways. We saw this offense come out with an efficient performance from number 17 under Bill Lazor for the first time.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of positives that I think the Miami Dolphin coaching staff can take out of what happened tonight in Atlanta. The first drive, to me, was a thing of beauty. 6-for-6, they end up with a touchdown. He seemed like Ryan Tannehill had plenty of time to throw the ball, wasn't pressured at all. They moved the ball around. You saw movement. Ended up hitting a wide-open Brandon Gibson for a touchdown pass. And to start the season that way, with that kind of drive, I think it was right for them to pull him out at that point. No reason to risk any other injury. They accomplished what they wanted. It was a 10-play drive, so they were able to get run and pass, and they went the length of the field. So I think it was a great start for the offense.
Yeah, John, we saw it not only in that drive, but just throughout the course of the game in this Bill Lazor offense, the running back being not only a guy who's carrying the ball to the backfield, but also being a target for a wide receiver, something you brought up before the game as something that we saw from Bill Lazor's offense.
I think, Greg, you're going to see that in the offense, no matter who's playing running back, whether it's Lamar Miller or Knowshon Moreno or Daniel Thomas, you know, throughout this preseason, you're going to see the ball get dumped off, checked down, and it's up to those guys to make somebody miss in space. That's what I was trying to get to when we were talking with Jimmy earlier in the pregame show. You know, that's going to happen in this offense because you, with the amount of spread and the amount of grass that this offense covers, you spread the defense sideline to sideline, and it's easier just to take those 5- and 7-yard completions. And if you got a guy that makes somebody miss, it turns into a first down or a bigger play. So those are the types of things I'd like to see. The screen game a little bit tonight, but that first drive really made the night for the Miami Dolphins as an offensive football team.
And after that first drive, Atlanta countered back with a 15-play drive covering 77 yards and 9 minutes and 16 seconds of their own as the Falcons converted on 3 third downs during that drive. Jaquizz Rodgers with a 2-yard touchdown run to make it 7-7. And guys, it's interesting. When we saw the first-team offense and first-team defense on the field today, it was almost the reverse of what the storyline was over the course of this week of training camp, where everybody was worried about the offense and praising the defense. Tonight, the offense came out really sharp. The defense didn't play as well as we would have anticipated. Again, just the first preseason game. But Keith, interesting that storyline didn't hold true in the game.
It is. Well, we knew this was going to be a great test for the Miami Dolphin defense. You had Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Roddy White, and they are an offensive juggernaut. You know, last year was a little bit of an aberration for them with the season they went through with all their injuries, but it was going to be a test for the defense. I would have liked to see a little bit more pressure from the front line and a little more covering the receivers a little tighter. But that's what preseason is for. I think Kevin Coyle is going to have lots of tape to talk to defense and correct him, because they have been kind of riding a high over here over the first 2 weeks of training camp, knowing that they've been winning most of the battles they often. So maybe it humbled them a little bit and they can realize, hey, we got a lot of work to do to get ready for opening day.
All right, then in the second quarter, Jarvis Landry, a 48-yard punt return to set up what was a Danny Ratman 42-yard field goal at the 6:58 mark of the second quarter, put Miami up 10-7. Just before halftime, Matt Bryant hit a 21-yard field goal to make it 10-10 at the half. In the third quarter, it was all about the field goal, and it was all about Atlanta in that sense, as Sergio Castillo hit a 21-yard field goal and then a 34-yarder. With 2 minutes and 27 seconds left in the game, Seth Lobato had gotten the Dolphins all the way down to the 5-yard line. Damian Williams, unfortunately, goes down, the running back, with an injury. Lobato fumbles the snap at the 5-yard line for a turnover. But, John, the Dolphins were 5 yards away from potentially winning this game.
Yeah, they were, and they had an opportunity, a mistake, a critical mistake at that point of a first preseason game to not get in the end zone, take a shot at the end zone. But there wasn't much offense after that first drive for the Miami Dolphins. Let's be honest. There wasn't a lot of pushing the football down the field. There were some nice plays made, you know, down the field. I think I saw Kevin Cohn make a couple of nice catches. It was also nice to see Brett Brackett, you know, at the tight end. He was released earlier, comes back to the Miami Dolphins. He led all the receivers. So there was some good play in the middle of that, but not a whole lot of consistency on the offensive side of the football after that first drive.
Hey, guys, much more coming up on the fifth quarter postgame show presented by Bank United on the Metro PCS Radio Network. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the fifth quarter postgame show presented by Bank United on the Metro PCS Radio Network. Come to Metro and we'll give you a free 4G phone after rebates with unlimited data, talk, and text for $40 a month, period. Come and get yours at Metro PCS. Greg Likens alongside John Congemi and Keith Sims. Atlanta Falcons beat the Miami Dolphins 16-10 in the team's respective openers of this preseason as the Dolphins do a lot of good in their first drive for this offense as we saw them move right down the field and score with a six-yard touchdown toss from Ryan Tannehill to Brandon Gibson. One of the things that we noticed, guys, over the course of this game, though, is that the new rules were heavily emphasized. A lot of penalties on both sides. In fact, 19 combined for both teams slowed down the game, especially in that second half. And we saw especially the defensive holding illegal content tacked in the secondary on both sides, offense and defense, was something that was really emphasized tonight.
It is definitely something that the refs are emphasizing this preseason. 19 flags is no head coach is going to be happy with that kind of penalty production during the course of a game. The teams will adjust. It'll get a chance to look at the film, see how the refs are calling it. I don't know if the refs are overemphasizing it right now and they'll kind of bring it down a little bit in regular season, or if this is just what we're in for and the players have to adjust. I'm sure it's somewhere in the middle of both of those kind of things, but that's what training camp's for. That's what preseason's for. So you get an idea of how people are going to call things with the new rules, and then the players can adjust and the coaches can coach based on how referees are calling.
Guys, if we look at some of the other stats, Seth Lobato came in place of Ryan Tannehill after that first drive and finished 14 of 28 for 124 yards. Was sacked once, but we were kind of joking off the air that, you know, with Pat Devlin and Matt Moore both not playing, the Dolphins sorely missed those guys from an offensive perspective, John.
Well, you would think that those guys would be back next week. You hope that they're back against Tampa Bay so that the offense can get a little bit more rhythm. That's nothing against Seth, but the offense seemed to lack the rhythm of a veteran presence, and that's the way it's been going at training camp. You see Matt had a hot hand and was throwing the football very effectively, was shut down a couple of days ago because of a sore right arm. And then, you know, it just seems like Pat has never been healthy. You know, oblique muscle or stomach muscle held him out of the first 4 days, wasn't able to throw the football. And then he came back, had in the scrimmage last Saturday, pulls a hamstring. So you want to see those two quarterbacks kind of get back into the rhythm so the offense doesn't lose the rhythm, so that other guys can show their true skill set when they go out against Tampa Bay next week.
From a rushing standpoint, Mike Gillisley led the way, 8 carries for 30 yards. The only real injury we saw tonight was to Damian Williams, the running back, undrafted rookie out of Oklahoma, who had 6 carries for 2 yards in the game before going down. Receiving-wise, Brett Brackett had a nice performance, 3 catches for 57 yards. Rishard Matthews also 2 receptions for 40 yards. And tackle-wise, Jason Trusnik led the way with 5 tackles along with Jelani Jenkins. Guys, we talk a lot about the young players who are going to emerge in this game. Which young players or rookies stood out to you over the course of this first preseason game, Keith?
Well, Will Davis stood out. He was in tight coverage in the second quarter beyond and did a great job. A couple penalties, but that's one of those things he's got to learn to adjust. But I like the aggressiveness he had shown there. I love the fact that they played Juwan James 3 quarters tonight. It gave him an opportunity to really understand what an NFL game's like, get in shape a little bit. Plus, there's competition at the guy that's going to be playing next to him. So they rolled in Billy Turner and Dallas Thomas, so he got an opportunity to play an extensive time with both of those players to see, well, was the chemistry better with one versus the other? It helps that chemistry of the overall offensive line out today. So I like those two guys stood out right away for me.
I agree. Those two guys played an excellent football game, and they've had a good camp. I'll add to that list with Chris McCain, the outside linebacker, has great size. He's a pure pass rusher, though. He's a pass rusher. He's very effective around the line of scrimmage. You do not want to put him in pass coverage right now, anyway. And Terrence Fidey, the defensive end, I thought he had a nice performance. You know, he's really been very steady, and he's been steadily improving, and that's one thing that's very good to see. And Jordan Tripp, the linebacker, always around the football. So those three guys, for me, played a very outstanding game.
Guys, want to let everybody know that every Monday is a Finns Fan Monday at PapaJohns.com. Get 25% off your entire online order at PapaJohns.com. Just use promo code Finns. All right, so now we've got another game coming up next Saturday. That's when we bet back on the air as the Dolphins will visit the Bucks next Saturday night. Our coverage here starts at 7 o'clock, kickoff at 7:30. So we want to make sure you tune in for that. Big thanks to everybody who helped put together the show. Obviously, John, Keith, Tristan Jones, John Cope, Danny GQ, Ed Pino, Brian Coyle, Maria, Zach, Larry, Mr. Clutch, Haley, and Rudy back at 940 Wins. Got to make sure we cover everybody as the Finnsiders Dolphins crew doing a great job. Unfortunately, the Dolphins lose 16-10 to the Atlanta Falcons tonight, but we did see a positive performance from that first-team offense. Ryan Tannehill, again, finishing 6-for-6, 62 yards for a touchdown. The team will again play next Saturday, but they'll be back on the practice field 1 o'clock, open to the public out here in Davie on Sunday afternoon, and we'll have one more week of training camp before that Bucks game. Camp will break, and then we'll be back to normal schedule. And thanks to everybody who helped out on the show, and thanks to everybody who made a part of this fifth quarter postgame show presented by Bank United. As I mentioned, we'll be back next Saturday night, 7 o'clock, where coverage will start. Have a great night, everybody. Again, the final from the Georgia Dome, Atlanta 16, Miami 10, here on the Dolphins Radio Network.